Joined now by a true legend. He's Billy White Shoes Johnson, obviously all the things that he did, and part of Mike Ditka's gridiron greats, what they're doing for their fellow former NFL players who've moved on and need some help. That gridiron greats, just a great deal. Billy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Well, tell us, let's start with the beginning. Mike Ditka, he's got you. We had Icky Woods on Tuesday, other former professionals. Why do you think it's important what Mike's doing with his gridiron greats for former players?
So often people overlook those who really were the pioneers of the game, who really came in and got, you know, made the game what it is today. And some of these guys are falling, on hard times, not necessarily meaning that, you know, they're destitute, but they need a little help with their situation, you know, especially with medical bills and things like that. So to me, it's one of the best things going that, you know, you still honor these guys. You know, they still can keep their macho stance, but more importantly, that they've got help, that people have not forgotten them, and with just a way of being taking care of your brother.
Billy, these organizations are great, but to me, the fault lies with the NFL. And I know they've tried to, you know, pick up the pace lately, but they're late to the party on this. Has the NFL done enough to take care of its former players, in your opinion?
You know, they're trying. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, there's still a bunch of guys out there who need assistance from time to time in different things, you know. Some of it because of no fault of their own, but some of it is because of things that they've done. They knew better. But regardless, the NFL, they're trying. I'll say that. They're trying to improve, and they have to a point. But I still believe that some of the guys who played when the salaries weren't what they are today, it cost them just about their whole monthly salary to take care of a bill or something like that. So with Mike sees it, and believe me, he does all that he can within his power, with his foundation, to make sure these guys are taken care of.
Yeah, I was reading more than 2,500 former NFL players have been assisted in some way or the other. And now part of this, Pork Rind Appreciation Day. It's the Southern Recipe small batch, and just a good way people can go to porkrinds.com and sign up for prizes and all this stuff, but just a good way to, and you can buy the Kroger, Food Lion, World Market, all that kind of stuff, but just another way to raise funds.
It is, and plus, you know, you get a chance to eat some good food.
Billy, I tell you this. You've got one of the most unique nickname, middle names in all of sports. When anybody says White Shoes, they don't need to add Billy on the front or Johnson on the back. they know exactly who it is. The story, am I right, that you, in high school, painted your shoes white on a dare and it just stuck? Is that how that all started?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, it did. It really did. And then from there, it was just a lot of fun. You know, anytime you wear white shoes like that in high school, you know, let alone Little League, people going to look at you at that time. You know, oh, what kind of guy are you? And it was just a matter of fun, just my, because I never ever tried to belittle anyone. It's just a matter of making myself a mark and you know, living up to what I thought was living up to the name or the billing of wearing white shoes, that you're different. And that was a major reason, just to be different. But on a real side, it does make you feel a lot better than wearing them old black shoes, which can put you in a bad mindset of not being able to run fast or be quick or anything like that.
Tell them, Billy, look good, feel good, play good, right?
All the time.
But you brought so much fun to the NFL with the end zone dancing and those exciting kick returns. Where did that come from? Because the league really needed it at that time.
And didn't like it.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. To heck with that.
The NFL, no fun league.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I miss the gospel. When I dance, my first touchdown dance in the NFL was by mistake. You know, in college you do that stuff because you're good. I mean, you're having good time. You have a good team. And, you know, it's fun because your guys know why you're doing it. It's just a matter of seeing what you're going to do in the end zone. The first time I did it in the NFL was against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who went on to become Super Bowl champions. I thought I was the biggest hot dog going. You know, because it just so happened I did it with regularity in college, but I finally scored in a real game, a big game in the NFL. I just did it, and I didn't think about it. And I said, "Oh shoot, maybe I shouldn't have done it." But shoot, Bum didn't mind. He could care less. So.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And Gilman didn't care at all, as long as you got in the end zone.
I'm sure Mel Blunt probably had something to say about it if you did that against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the play I remember from you, and we're talking with NFL legend Billy Whiteshoots Johnson here on the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. The play I remember most from you, because I loved watching you growing up. I used to be in the living room doing the Billy Whiteshoots Johnson dance and all that with my little Nerf football. But I remember when you played for the Atlanta Falcons, you caught a Hail Mary, I believe it was from Steve Bartkowski, on the last play of the game, and you were able to somehow get into the end zone and stretch the ball over the goal line. There was no time left on the clock to win the game. Do you remember? Of course you remember that play. What do you remember about that play?
That was when we played the 49ers and the Falcons. Yeah, that was, you know, here's the thing about it. I wasn't even supposed to get the ball. I wasn't even supposed to get the ball. I was just one of those things that, you know, you're there just in case the ball comes down. It was designed to give it to be tipped to another player. And I was just trailing and just trying to occupy some other defensive players. But good Lord have it, the ball was kicked by one of our guys, hit his knee and came into my hands. And as I slipped, I came up, I saw him, I said, well, shoot, the only thing to do is just take it to the end zone. I wish it were that easy, believe me.
So, like, you know, after a play like that, are you getting free dinners all over Atlanta? You know, what was the reaction after that play? I'm looking at it right now on YouTube. I still marvel at it. It was just an amazing play. Because you slipped you slipped down and got up and then caught it. And then you still had about four guys to beat before you made the end zone. I'm looking at it right now.
Well, good action when you look at the others who were in pursuit. It was eight of them. I gave them all an opportunity.
and then,
truth be told, you know.
Obviously, the dance, the Funky Chicken, the legendary Rufus Thomas. Did you ever meet him, ever talk to him, ever have any interaction with Rufus Thomas? Because, I mean, it was basically his song you were dancing to in your head.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, Rufus and I wrote a couple songs together.
Cool.
And I'm lying. That's not true.
Oh, man. We've been talking to Billy Whiteshoes. See you, Billy. Yeah. Come on, man.
I don't know how I can. I know I saw him on one of the Soul Train shows or one of those music shows. I was just having fun, just talking. It came to my mind. He was a little eccentric at that time, but he was older, and yet he still had a popular song out. So I said, "Well, shoot, I don't know why I picked his dance and the song." So.
But hey, we need to take a break to get the hooks out of our mouth that you put in us on that one.
But the thing about it, Billy, is like you kind of set the standard. I know the NFL kind of cracked down on end zone celebrations for a while, and once they decided to loosen things back up, I mean, cats nowadays are doing choreographed routines and stuff like that. What do you make of what the guys in the NFL do now with their end zone celebrations?
You know, some of them are pretty nice. I mean, when they sit and they think about it and they conspire to do stuff, I just say that when it's a team project, there's no spontaneity. I think it takes away. But you know what? If that's what their fan base likes, so be it. Who am I to say, don't do it?
you mentioned playing for Bum Phillips, and obviously those Oilers teams from, 74 through 80, and Bum saying we're going to kick the damn door down with the Steelers. And
almost did.
Yeah, and with instant replay, would have.
Probably.
With the play in the end zone there. But just talk about those days with the Oilers.
They were great times. That was, I think playing for Bum was one of those chances of a lifetime, playing with a guy who understood games, let you police your own area, your own guys, but he made it fun. It was enjoyable to go there. I remember we'd come off the field sometimes, other team guys on other teams, saying, hey, man, well, my contract is up. If Bum was looking for somebody in that position, hey, tell him I'm interested. Not only that, though, but he made you aware of the things that you meant to the team. So, you know, you can't go out and hang out all night and come back and expect to play. But it was a team effort, and everybody depended on everybody. But more importantly to me was he treated you like a man. You know, not as a child, but as a man. So because of that, I really believe the guys played a little bit harder. They enjoyed it a lot more. And we've had some, and we got the results that we were looking for.
Yeah, some great teams, and just kind of fell up a little short a couple of times to the Steelers in those AFC Championship games. What was it like playing with a guy like Earl Campbell? He seemed like a pretty humble team guy for being such a superstar.
Oh, he is. He is. And just as sly as a fox. Hey, believe me, he is one of the few that is a genuine ball player, but a genuine person.
Billy White, Juice Johnson, the legend, on behalf here of Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but you can go to gridirongreats.org to find out all the things that organization is doing. With seven rounds of the draft, Billy, you wouldn't be drafted this time, would you? 15th round in 1974. Wow. Out of Widener College. The 15th round, that's crazy.
That is.
It is. It is. But you know, at that time, they were making sure they got some people to come in, as they say, fillers to those camps. Those camps were almost 6 weeks long. And that's much too long. And I tell you what, I went in with one of the toughest coaches at that time was Sid Gilman. Boy, he was going to find some talent one way or the other, which helped me because he gave everybody a look, which was good for me, so I can't complain. But, man, 15th round today, gee whiz. And then you come to camp, you get drafted, you go to, you know, if you're fortunate enough, you go to Indianapolis and they look at you, it's like a meat market. Yeah. So imagine, I would have looked like one of the scrawny calves. Put me in a reject file.
And obviously the Oilers are here now as the Tennessee Titans, and Bud Adams' daughter is the lead owner of it. We've heard stories back in the early 60s that Bud would pay his players with cattle, and you know, Billy Cannon, what was it, some of the story that he got like 25 head of cattle, he showed up to get them, they were all dead, you know.
Yeah, I've heard that story.
I've heard stories like that.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen to me, so I'm glad.
But playing,
but I've heard stories like that, yeah, in addition to your, you know, but, you know, it was then, and I don't know how true it is, if it was true, but I've heard some players say, yeah, I had some of those cattle, you know, I had some of those deals. Amy is nowhere near that.
Hey, Billy, I wanted to ask you about today's game in terms of the return game. It seems like the NFL is really trying to move away from the return game, especially with kickoffs. And, you know, I see punt returners now, the first sign of trouble, they're throwing the fair catch sign up. And, you know, I returned punts in high school, and it was, to me, it was fun. It was exciting. As somebody that really made a living as a great kick returner, does it bother you to see what the NFL is doing now vis-a-vis these returns?
It does. I mean, especially with kickoff returns. To me, what greater way to change your position and strategy in the game? Yeah, I know it's done to protect the ball players and to, you know, cut down on injuries, but I still think that's a very important phase of the game. It's called football, and you know, one of the best ways to change a game, or change, is by field position, having a big play, getting the people excited, getting that momentum swing. And I don't know, sometimes they're going to legislate the fun out of the game if they're not careful.
Billy White Shoes Johnson with us. Who you like this weekend? Who's going to be in the Super Bowl? You got one side, the old quarterbacks, Bucks and the Packers. The other side, the Bills and the Chiefs. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Man, I'm going to tell you, hey, if you're a betting man, I like Aaron Rodgers. I've often said that at the beginning of the year, I just thought he was going to have a great year, and he proved me correct. And very, very rarely am I right, but with him, how can you go wrong? And it's going to be interesting. I mean, you can't play Tampa cheap. Their defense, they're much a lot better, than people think. But, they're number one against the run. But, shoot, that's all Green Bay does is pass the ball for the most part.
Yeah.
And they can run. They're getting the help back. And in the AFC, there's going to be an upset somewhere along there with one of those teams. I don't know who's who. But I really do think it's going to be Green Bay for sure. I'm not going to say for sure, but I think it's going to be Green Bay and possibly Kansas City.
Well, Billy,
I'm not afraid to say that.
Yeah, especially with Mahomes. What a special player. Billy, thank you for doing this. And we also are happy to help out the Gridiron Greats. Just give some information about that on Facebook and social media at Official Gridiron Greats. You can go to the website to learn more about it, gridirongreats.org. And, of course, be part of the Pork Rind Appreciation Day, porkrinds.com, small batch, the Southern Recipe small batch. Find out about that as well. And Billy, what you're doing for your fellow NFL alums with a lot of the different people through the Mike Ditka organizations, it means a lot to I know a lot of people who just have gone sort of fall through the cracks, if you will.
Yeah,
they do, and that's why I said people continue eating that small batch recipe of pork rinds will be in good shape.
Yeah, it's an honor to talk to you, Billy, and let's work to get you into the Hall of Fame. I think you belong there.
You're so kind, and I thank you for that.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you joining us.